Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's time for the Wide Nine. We look back, we look ahead, we talk all things football with our host, Mr. Football himself, Tom the G. Milliken.
What an introduction.
You are Mr. Football.
I love football.
I know you do.
Michigan played awful on Saturday. Drove me nuts. Fans are justifiably ticked off. Are we at the point of the Jim Harbaugh era where you just don't think he'll live up to expectations?
I think we're past that point. I think more and more people are coming to that conclusion. But look, he was thought to, but they haven't gone to Indy. Everybody thought they'd at least go to Indy, maybe contend for a national championship. Hasn't beat Ohio State. 62 last year. I think we're past that point.
I do too. It also depends on what your expectations were. If you thought you were going to, you know, beat the Buckeyes like 6 out of 10 years, then.
What?
Then no, I know. I said it. That depends on what your expectations are.
I think every single Michigan fan thought they'd win at least once.
Yes, exactly. So, yes. The answer is no, he has not left the Duck expectations.
His inability to not get a QB is just the most baffling thing to me ever. I can't understand it.
I agree with you, but you know, that QB room is so much better.
Oh, yeah. It's a meritocracy. Yeah. All right. Speaking of QB, Shea Patterson has 4 fumbles this season that have resulted in 3 turnovers. Some fans are clamoring for a quarterback change to Dylan McCaffrey. Should McCaffrey start at Wisconsin a week from Saturday?
Well, I have no idea if Dylan McCaffrey could even throw a long ball because we've never seen it. I have no idea what's going on in practice. So I'm going to say no, and I'm not a Shea Patterson guy, but with a very tight leash. And if he plays poorly against Wisconsin and McCaffrey comes in and at least does good, Shea Patterson's days are done here.
Done?
Yeah.
Somebody played that a couple weeks ago in Michigan season prediction that Dylan McCaffrey would take over after the Wisconsin loss.
Was it Heather?
Yes.
Oh. I say no as well, Stoney. I'm with you. I haven't seen enough from McCaffrey yet. I think that's too bold of a move. I think people are too down on Shea Patterson, and I believe that this is the classic case of the backup goaltender for the Red Wings. You know, I know you hate Jimmy Howard, but do you really think Bernier is going to be any better? No. Come on.
No, but I did want Ozzie back in the Vernon days.
Okay, well, you were both.
I remember heckling at the game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in 96 that Ozzie should be put in.
Yeah, that worked out for you.
No, not very good. All right, so Michigan State had 279 more yards offensively against Western Michigan than they did against Tulsa. Are you a glass-half-full or glass-half-empty guy on the Spartans' offense going forward?
I'm a my glass is there, and there's water in it, and I'm going to wait until Saturday to decide whether it's...
There's no fence setting in
empty,
Y9.
Empty.
Ooh.
Sorry, it's Western Michigan. Yeah, they look fantastic. I am heartened by Elijah Collins, and I am heartened by the fact that Lewerke looked good because I think that's more to the fact that he was injured last year and not just not very good, even though he wasn't very good last year. But I am going to need to see more.
I'm half full because I believe that even if their offense is not as good as it was on Saturday, it'll be better than it was the first game, and I believe that's all they need for them to contend for the Big Ten East, just be an average offense. And I believe what I saw enough makes them be an average offense, so it's half full.
I was taken aback by Mark D'Antonio's scowl on Saturday, and I think he had his risky business face on. Sometimes you just got to say, and I think that's what he is. He's going. I think they're going to open this thing up, and they're going to be a beast in the East.
There are some suggesting that this could be D'Antonio's last year. He's retiring, and you know what? He's going out with a bang.
With a blaze. All right, we're 3 weeks into the college football season. What team and player has stood out to you the most?
Team, it's Wisconsin, 110-0. And look, I know they didn't play great teams, but like I said yesterday, go down to Tampa and shut out South Florida on the road. That's pretty impressive. And the player is Joe Burrow. Also talked about yesterday, 81% completions, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's been great.
See, it's funny. I'm going to kind of flip on you there a little bit, Sonny, because LSU is the team that stood out to me. Going to Texas and winning at Texas is not all that. Maryland, Cal, some other schools have done it in recent years. It's not the be-all, end-all. But the way their offense looks compared to how good their defense didn't look on Saturday, but it's supposed to be, And then Jonathan Taylor, who I think is going to be, along with Shea Patterson, heading to New York. Taylor will be going to do some touring. Jonathan will actually be at the ceremony.
Okay.
All right. Taylor Decker had one of the worst games of his career on Sunday. He got beat for two sacks, he had two holding penalties, and two false starts. Seven-time Pro Bowl left tackle. Trent Williams is holding out in Washington. Would you trade for Trent Williams?
I would, and here's why. I think the Lions, particularly Matt Patricia, needs to take the same philosophy with the offensive line that he does with the defensive line. You know, I mean, they were good at the end of last year, so what do? They had Trey Flowers. Wow, feel much better. And while we're at it, let's bring in Mike Daniels. Why not have the same philosophy with the offensive line where you're down at T.J. Lang, you don't exactly, I mean, you're basically playing a rotation at left guard and center, or left guard and right guard. So why not bring in more depth at the offensive line?
You have to give up at least a number one, and the answer to that is I would do it as well. He's 31 years old. He has this year on his contract, and he has next year on his contract, $12.5 million next year with a cap hit of $14 million. Then he's an unrestricted free agent. Get him. Maybe extend him. Yes, he's an all-pro. Get him.
And to that point, it's not like Quinn's going to be using that pick next year.
The Lions are hot. Tied on Sunday. I can't stand ties. They should have won the game. Do they need to win two of their next three games if they're going to make the playoffs?
No, I don't think so. I think if they win one of the next two, they're still okay, because anything can happen in this crazy league.
I said next three.
I know. I understand that. So if they win one of the next three, I'm fine with that.
They're 1-2-1.
1-2-1, and I still think they can make the playoffs at the end of 1-2-1. That's all.
I don't. I think they have to win two of their next three. I think for a lot of reasons, and it's not just like the math of it, not just the record of it. It's the getting the team going, the belief. Everything. They got to get this thing going in terms of momentum, in terms of humming. And if they start 1-2-1, especially the way that tie went, because that feels like a loss.
I understand that.
I don't think the
But if they go up in game five, if they beat Green Bay, division game, and they're 2-2-1, who knows?
Well, if they went out from there, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying went out. Okay.
One of the great bits in sports radio's must wins. This is a very musty win on Sunday. Very musty.
Ooh. Musty.
Antonio Brown is now a New England Patriot. Some conspiracy theorists believe he orchestrated this plan all the way back to the beginning of the last offseason. Are you buying that conspiracy, and do you think he'll work out in Foxborough?
I think he'll work out in Foxborough. I don't buy the conspiracy going back to last offseason, but I think there were some rumblings going on in the last couple of weeks. I find it hard to believe that Antonio Brown gets cut on Saturday, and then Drew Rosenhaus calls Belichick and goes, hey, let's make a deal, and they make a deal. I think there were conversations going on in the last
Well, they did try to trade for him.
No, I understand.
And
I understand that.
But when the Steelers refused, that's where the conspiracy starts. Because right. Brown's like, oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I have a feeling that there were conversations going on.
I don't think there was a conspiracy, but you bring up the fact that the Steelers turned down a trade. That shows you that the Steelers are wusses. They didn't want to trade to their rival, so they got less in return. That's pretty damn stupid. And you know what?
I disagree.
Yeah, they're not their rival. They're not in the same division. Why would you trade them for the Raiders for less?
The road to the Super Bowl goes through New England for Pittsburgh.
I understand that, but why would you get less for a player? That makes no sense to me. That you could have
because you don't want
but
them
you're
to play.
Scared. They're all scared. They certainly played scared on Sunday, and they didn't even have Antonio Brown yet.
All right, there are several great individual performances in the NFL in Week 1. Which one stood out to you the most?
Lamar Jackson. 324 yards, 5 touchdowns. Close second, if I can. I know hopefully I'm not going to steal Jamie Sunder. Somebody will see it at Ford Field on Sunday. Austin Eckler, 154 total yards, 3 touchdowns. He was undrafted. I never heard of the college that he went to, Western State in Colorado.
Yeah. He was on my fantasy team a couple of years ago. Really? He's always a good guy to have. You know, it's kind of a backup to Melvin Gordon. He's a great guy to have this year. Jackson's the answer, but I think doing it against the Dolphins almost doesn't count. I know it's kind of cliche to say because he was the MVP last year, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes backing up in a way, you know, substantiating what he did last year. The guy is...
What about Sammy Watkins?
Sammy Watkins, yeah. Lions should have gotten him in the draft.
One, Mike Valenti was all over Lamar Jackson. He said to me off the air about a month ago, he goes, you want to win your league, draft Lamar Jackson.
Well, down the stretch last year, I saw Matthew Berry on ESPN point this out. He had more 15-plus point games than any other quarterback in the NFL from, like, week 10 on, including Mahomes, including Rodgers, including everybody else.
I didn't draft him.
No.
Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns certainly ate some humble pie, losing 43-13 on Sunday. Are you surprised that the Browns laid such an egg? This one's for Jamie.
I mean, such an egg? Yes. I was surprised they laid such an egg. Surprised they laid an egg? No, I was not surprised by that.
You're taking great pleasure in their struggles.
I really am, and I don't totally know why. I don't have Cleveland hate the way some people do. I kind of want the Indians to get their World Series championship. I didn't hate LeBron winning his title, even though it came at the expense of the Warriors. But this was just too much too soon. The Browns, I mean, Greg even made fun of me last week. My bold NFL prediction was the Browns wouldn't make the playoffs. He's like, ooh, a team who hasn't made the playoffs in 15 years is not going to make the playoffs. But everybody else has them, you know, a Super Bowl contender. So, yes, I did enjoy it.
I was surprised they got blown out. I wasn't surprised a team that's supposed to win at home against a decent team would lose. So, yeah, a little surprised it was that big of a blowout.
You want to see a train wreck? If they lose to the Jets Monday night and start 0-2,
uh-oh. Yes, that's almost a loser-to-lose matchup.
Is that game in New York?
Yes.
And if the Jets lose, the Adam Gase, they'll be going crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough loss. Maybe this is tie. There it is, the Wide 9 on 97.1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.